I'm hearing from my gut feeling is I'm hearing postpone. Do you want to refer it to staff to refine some things, wait for the comments, and then have an additional, we'd have to have that discussion on the 21st. We still have a little breathing time, but we will then, if we want to move forward, we'll have to have a called emergency meeting to finalize the referendum question in order to have it ready for the clerk. A special meeting. Okay, thank you, Madam Clerk. Alderman Barber.
When is the next election where we could put a referendum in? What is that date?
You're not talking the one in November.
Past this November, he's asking.
Then you're talking April.
No.
Yeah. It'd be a year from now.
So it would be a year from November.
You'd have the... The statute separates what happens on odd number years from even number years, and it then identifies what you need to be able to call a special election, which would increase your cost if you had a special election. But I think either way, you still end up being limited by that Department of Revenue number. So I believe you're still looking at next fall as being the earliest time to do it. I would have to check with...
But there's nothing on the ballot.
There is no election.
There is no election. It'd be a special election. Standalone, nothing else on it but this.
You'd want to have a special election for this?
Who?
I wouldn't.
No, I'm just saying that's the next one. The question he asked was, what's the next one? If you don't do this November, it's November 19. We're finding out that's a special election, which means do you have a special election or do you wait to 2020?
Okay.
And that's another decision to make.
And I should, make sure you understand, I'm not 100% positive on that answer. I'm sort of interpreting what I know. I don't know if the
maybe get that answer. So
talked,
we
know.
Yeah. That would be a direction.
Well, we can have that answer for the 21st when...
We can have the answer tomorrow.
No. Yeah, he can email you.
She can answer that question.
Oh. I mean, it actually says, we talk about this in the options assessment, that it does have to be the November statute. I'm in agreement. That's what the statute says. It has to be a November election because you've got the numbers in August. So to use South Milwaukee as an example, they decided based on where they were with budget decisions, they did do a special election last year. There was nothing else. So, correct, if it's not this November and you wanted to do it at the next possible election, it would be next November.
Okay, Mark, do you have any other...
Well, just in the event there was a majority who wanted to move forward with the resolution, I put together what a motion for us to proceed, so staff would know to invest the time in preparing a resolution, getting some council action sheet done, and gathering whatever information. If there isn't an interest in proceeding, and the majority of you all vote to receive and file with no further direction, that would probably tell us that putting the effort into a resolution for a referendum is not something staff should be doing. If there's guidance somewhere in the middle to provide you more information for next meeting, it would be useful to... given the short time frames involved, to have some some sort of direction.
I'd like to ask a question.
Alderwoman.
I guess I'd like this, an answer from you and then an answer from our consultants. Based on the low spread between the yes and no's, what do you think the chances are that this would pass or fail? And same question for them.
So my personal opinion is I prefer to play games that I expect to win, and I don't like...
But winning is...
I don't like the 50-50 odds. You have at least one of the aldermen here indicating that they're not sold. They don't have clear information on it. So to begin that information, that education phase, while we're trying to, Paul and I are eyeball deep in budget and health insurance and a couple other significant issues. You're not going to get much engagement from us in that process. So I think the data, in my opinion, shows that it's a probably a winnable issue if you get the right information out there. And there's, you know, maybe you spend the year to do that. Now, and you move that to a time of year, you know, after the budget's done, you're in the front of the year, and you come back with a game plan where you can stretch it out. You can make sure people are properly educated. Once you approve a referendum language, you're much more limited in the information you can provide because you can't advocate at all. The line's a little more blurred when you don't have a referendum and you're just educating your citizens about what your services are and the constraints on your services. So stretching out gives you a little more time to probably provide a little more in-depth information and education and find out, you know, take the comments people had and find out those people are saying no, why are they saying no? And how can you address that? So that's my answer.
Alderwoman, are you done?
Alderman? Yeah,
Dan, hold off a second. Okay. Natalie or Sue, do you have a feedback?
Yeah, we may not agree, so we'll go next. I have no problem telling you what I think.
Okay, we'll let Sue go first.
Oh, you want to go?
No.
Okay. I would say, as I look at your data, you have a community that says that they want you to explore how to increase services. If you would pass, you know, again, like I said, I think the tax tolerance of your community, you are at the threshold and perhaps over it. So by when we combine that $45 impact and that $50 impact, that's concerning to me, having seen hundreds and hundreds of these. If you would pass, you know, if you would lower that a bit, I think I would call it a squeaker. You're going to squeak by a win, perhaps. And I always just caution that winning by 51%, is that winning? Just something to think about. The other thing we often say to governing boards, school boards, is if as a board you go into something unanimously that you all support, that's helpful. And so until you're all there, so whatever that looks like is also an important part of the process and sends a message to your community. So you're not all there yet. I think that's an important piece of getting you all there and knowing that you represent what the people want. And so your people are saying, yeah, we want more services, but your people are also saying, you might be out of place at that time.
Natalie.
A couple of things I would add to that. So I think it's important that we look at that it's at 50-50 right now, right, when we're looking at the option of raising taxes. But we also need to look at, people are also saying they don't want their services cut to do this, and there is this strong desire. So it is taking that full picture into view. The piece of the education part that I do want to talk about, and this really is the area, I mean, I've worked in electoral politics for 10 plus years. There's a reason that there's a primary next week and your TV waves are flooded with advertisements and information right now because there is a window of time that people are paying attention. The majority of your audience is going to be paying attention in the next 2 months. Yes, there's more, you know, this is the time. I don't know that if you start in January, that's going to impact that. The length of time that you do the education campaign isn't necessarily going to have that huge of an impact because people aren't necessarily paying attention at that time. And from that education standpoint, I know we talked a little, you know, would aldermen do town halls in their own district? For just comparison sake or informational, in South Milwaukee, we held two or three just at the city hall informational sessions. We encourage aldermen to come so you could have those individual conversations with your constituents. I think the way that, you know, we engaged the council there was promoting it to your constituents, letting them know that that's happening and, you know, encouraging them to get that information. So, I mean, there's a lot of variables here, I know, but to kind of keep in mind that there is a certain window of when your audience is actually paying attention to this, too. Did that answer the question, I think?
Yes. Alderman Mayor.
This was kind of Mayor Olson's baby, the referendum. I'm just wondering if you had a chance to talk to him or if Mark has had a chance to talk to the mayor and where his feelings are on this. I mean, obviously you guys must have talked before the meeting at some point.
Well, yes.
He's aware of the survey.
Yes, we did. I don't believe we were anticipating it not moving forward. to, you know, to make a decision to move forward with a referendum question. But he was also very candid about the possibility of holding off for a year. And so that is, it, that was a discussion that was also made in there. So, and obviously we would, we, as Mark said, we go in, we, when we do something, we want to be successful at what we do. He was also concerned that we, with the lack of the numbers of people, the 3,000, you know, 3,296 responses, but only 132 pulled up data on our website, people did not have time to go through that rather lengthy document to look for answers. And that's what throws people off. They don't have time. They want points. And,
right. And
you know,
and
that's what, that's our responsibility as a city to get those points to the citizens so they understand it very quickly. If they have too much to decipher through, you lose them, and they vote no out of confusion. Okay? So I would be in favor of, you know, and I said it very hastily that I wouldn't want to do a special election, but I, thinking it more thoroughly, I would probably more be interested in doing it because you're going to get people only interested on that item, and your outcome could be different. But it would be acceptable to postpone for a year as well.
One last comment, then. I think the 9, in my view, is a killer. I think we should look at something a little less than 9. And maybe look at something more creative along the way, and maybe plan this out for 5 years or 6 years, adding 3 and 3 down the road, and stretching out the payment for it somehow, if that can be done somehow.
I've been submitting that in my personnel request for several years and haven't gone through before. I'm open to a smaller number. The thing was, 9 gets us fully staffed at Station 2, and many days has what I don't want to consider an extra person, but another person there that reduces our overtime liability essentially significantly. If we were to go with 6, we could staff Station 2 fully most of the time, but we would have to rely considerably on our overtime budget to maintain it 24/7. So
yeah, and we get all that too.
We can work with that. I mean, we can.
No, it's got to. In my view, it's got to be flexible. And I agree. The information on the website must be 131 people downloaded it because here's a copy here, and it's just you're not going to get the average voter to read through that and understand it. We just have to be flexible is what I'm saying, and I don't know if that means over a period of years or if it means bringing it down for a referendum or maybe 9 in a year if we can educate. I don't know, but I don't see it happening, to be honest. But if we can be flexible, the other thing is if we can be flexible with the overtime and do some staffing with the overtime and then show how hiring could reduce that overtime over the long run. You know what I mean? I'm sure you do, and I'm sure you have this conversation.
What would you be looking for, Mark? Personally, I'm in favor of moving ahead with the referendum. I'm also in favor of having it as a single-item referendum, but it gives us time to work with it and move ahead with educational pieces if we want and develop that. Are you looking for a motion or direction from all of the consensus? What are you looking for?
I would be... The best way to handle that is a motion. The possible motion to do what you've suggested is on the screen there. It just needs you to fill in the amount of the levy that you would want to pursue.
I'm not interested in the 2018 election. Is that? I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to happen. I'm interested in pursuing a referendum, but would it be early as a special election, 2019?
Again, as Natalie pointed out, it would be a year from now in 2019. So a motion to do that would simply be a motion to support continuing pursuit of referendum and direct staff to come back, you know, in the next 3 months with a plan to do that in 2019. So then we can come back with an education plan. You know, we can talk with internally about strategies. Can the number be made smaller? What would that mean? Because that would be part of your education thing. So it would give staff some time, you know, after the budget process to then be able to sort of pull something together for you, maybe by the end of January, so that you could, you know, then have 6-7 months to, you know, implement something in time before a November 2019.
The ask is already out in the community. It's what we do with it now in a timely manner that I think is where I'm torn. Do we need to go for this November or wait a year? Because we've done the ask part of it.
Correct.
So the community knows that something's happening.
But the consensus here appears to be split. Do we do it in 18, or do you postpone for 19 and direct staff to say, hey, work on your budget for this year. I'll bring this back in January with a schedule, and we'll entertain the thought in 19.
But that question doesn't have to be answered today.
Correct.
It can be answered in 2 weeks.
Because
the reality is we haven't seen any of the real – we saw these numbers. We haven't seen the comments. We haven't seen anything. So why are we making that decision on whether we do it now or we do it in 19? We don't have to do that tonight.
Do you want to see this on the 21st?
Well, I think that unless you want to make the decision that you're going to automatically kick it to 19, if you're going to kick it to 19, then we don't have to have anything on the 21st.
That's
but
correct.
If you're prepared to do that, fine. But that means – but I don't even have comments to see if, you know, I haven't talked to the chief. I mean, here's the thing. We got to make this decision. I've not had one conversation with the fire chief about this. Not one. Not one. I have to make a decision, and I haven't been sold. I've been saying that for a long time, and my phone has never rang.
Okay, then do I have a motion of some nature?
Just have it come back and 2 weeks and see, let's get the results and stuff like that, and then make the decision. You don't have to do it now.
Okay, so.
Second.
I ain't making no motion.
No.
I'm letting you guys decide. I've already been pretty clear where I
okay,
stand.
Okay, let's have the city attorney help us out.
Hypothetically, if a motion were adopted to simply put the subject matter over till the next common council meeting, question to the director of administration is with regard to this proposed motion or one referendum question, would that amount to too much work to simply fill it in or have options to fill in the blank yourself and bring that back as an alternative?
No. If you want to see it next time, we would set it up as a simple council action sheet with the resolution that would allow you to pass it.
Or do nothing.
You would simply not approve the resolution. You know, you would simply move forward. I would present it based upon staff's recommendation, as we typically do, with one question. We'll have some internal conversations as to what's the right number. Do we go with what was in the survey, since that's what people seen? That's probably what I would guess we would put in the question. But then if the alderman at that next meeting said, you know what, we want to go forward, but we want a smaller number, you can plug in a different number, and I've got the table already that shows you what that means as far as staffing numbers.
Can't you give us a question with the dollar amounts, and you know what it is, with $15 or $45, you can give us a combined one, you can give us just a police one, you can give just a fire one. I mean, all we're talking about is fire. We're not even talking about police. We talk about the fire so far. I mean, we got the survey on the number. The police one actually had the best numbers, the best percentages, probably the more likely one to pass, and that was with adding three police officers. And now we're looking at maybe only two because the school district hasn't taken a position because one of those was a liaison, and you can yank that one out. And it's not like crime isn't coming our way. So, I mean, why not have a combined one with real numbers put in there, a police one, and a fire one? and then that decision can be made. Maybe we're only having, maybe we're just going to police this November. Maybe
we
that's
could do that
one.
As you see that those numbers are, we've already prepared.
Yeah, so that's just plugging
both
them in.
For three officers and two officers. I have it both ways.
Do we need a motion to bring it back for the 21st?
We can just what table it and bring it back, or do you want to see this motion bring the referendum proposal back to us on the 21st?
As the council likes. If you stop the discussion right here, we're bringing it back the 21st based upon what I saw. If you want to direct us to do so, we will. But
let's refer to staff, sure, and bring it back on the 21st. So that's where it sits, Mark.
Sounds good.
And for me, it's because I'm first seeing the numbers right now today. And
yep.
I want to have a chance to look at that and see what that means and work that through. So that's why I'm thinking bringing it back would be appropriate.
Okay. So see you guys all on the 21st. Item G7 is ordinance to amend ordinance 2017-2301, an ordinance adopting the 2018 annual budget for the equipment replacement fund.
Second.
I've got a first and a second. I'm going to, Madam Clerk, I'm going to need a roll call vote, please. Any discussion? Seeing none.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. G8 on page 91 is request Common Council approval for purchase of replacement air compressors for the fire department.
Second.
I've got a first and a second. I've got the chief sitting here. Do you want to hear from him at all?
Got the order.
Got 1 minute. You got the order already. Thank you.
Thanks.
Any discussion?
It's not,
any further discussion?
Quite simply, we can't live without. This lets us do what we do. It lets us enter environments that are immediately fatal. So it's not really an option.
And on behalf of the chief, last year and the years before, we've committed ourselves to having this diving department amongst our team. Mm-hmm. So
this, to be clear, also lets us fill our dive scuba gear, but this is for the air tanks we wear on our back when we enter a fire or hazmat situation. So every bit is fatal, kind of same thing.
Okay, super. Vote, or well, we had the
all in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. G9, Franklin Senior Citizen Semiannual Update.
Motion receiving place on file.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Discussion? All I'm going to say is that the next time you guys come, I want to make sure that you guys are conducting your meetings, holding annual officer meetings, and also making sure that you've got the proper documented annual reports. So I'd like to make sure that is done. Alderwoman?
I would also like to know what your organization's balance is and what the plans are for that organizational balance in the next.
Do you guys use QuickBooks? Do a balance sheet and an income statement?
No, because as you understand, what we get from the city was tax money. It was from the school board, the recreation department. Everything that we do with that money, there's a receipt for it. It goes to Lisa. She pays it when we submit it to her. The Franklin Senior Citizens, Inc. is a corporation that was created to own and operate a community center in the city of Franklin. It has nothing to do with the meal program that we put on at the Root River or at Brentwood, other than the fact that they advance the money up front to pay those bills that we submit to Lisa. So if you understand, there are two things. We have the volunteers that have put on this meal program for 17 years. Nobody else wanted to do it when the recreation department gave it up. The organization that was formed by Mr. Schneider said, we would be glad to do it with our volunteers. We've had 11 and probably more volunteers over the years that have run that program. So there's no connection between that corporation and the membership, other than when it was formed, it was to run a community center. If some of the aldermen, well, I don't think anybody's here.
Are you working outside of your mission then? Because you should have an organization has missions, and those are all part of your filing
do.
With the federal.
It's to own and operate and run a community center in the city of Franklin.
Well, then you're operating outside of your mission right now. Then you need to change your mission statement.
Well, we have been asking for support for a community center, and there is not funding for that, neither from the county nor from the city. And, you know, we've asked everybody for funding.
How many board members are you supposed to have, according to your bylaws?
We can have up to 9.
How many do you have to have?
Up to 9.
How many minimum?
There is no minimum.
There's
in our
no
corporate
minimum
bylaws.
No minimum.
No minimum.
On your bylaws.
No minimum. If you would like a copy of our corporate bylaws, I'd be glad to give
them
to you.
I'm a member, so it would be.
Yeah.
Or I was a member, but I didn't ever get anything, so. Yeah, that would be nice to have.
And the funds that are in that Franklin Seniors are specifically dedicated to the operation of a community center. If we have one, that's where that funding goes. That was the whole proposal at that time, was to run a community center. The building department down in the basement, Mr. Schneider had complete plans to make that into a community center, and unfortunately it ran into opposition from some former alderman, and it didn't happen. But that was that close in 2001 to having a community center for the city of Franklin that would have been run with grants and donations. The gentleman who was our executive director worked for the Archdiocese. He did their fundraising, and he retired because he wanted to do more for the frail and elderly and seniors in the city of Franklin. And he ran into people that just did not support his vision.
Well, I understand that. Like $92,000 or something sitting in that account for this community center. Last time I looked on the GuideStar.
Yeah, it's a little less because we've had to purchase directors and officers insurance, and we've hired a CPA to.
But my point still goes back to your mission statement is for a senior center, but you're running other programs that are outside of your mission, what you filed for. So maybe it's time to amend your bylaws.
We are not running programs. The only thing we do is advance money.
I understand that. I have a degree in nonprofit management. So I think you should look into that. So you're running the organization, how your organization is set up through the state and federal laws. That's all I'm saying. I'm not going to get into it here. We already had requests for tonight. But go back and, you know, all
work
the
with Mark.
That everybody...
Work with Mark.
Yeah. Work with Mark and,
after
and address
the budget.
These issues and come back and the next time. Okay.
Fred, you've got a CPA. Make sure that your records are cohesive with a nonprofit, okay, and that you're doing things the right way. Because there's a lot of nonprofits that get in trouble.
Oh, I understand that.
So
I'm more afraid of the IRS than I are of disgruntled.
Good. Okay. Well, have a good night, you guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You got to vote.
Vote.
Place
on file. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
All motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Item G10. Is there a motion to...
Motion refer to staff.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. G11, resolution imposing conditions, restrictions.
So moved.
Second.
This is regarding 2875 West Ryan Road. I got a first and a second. Any discussion?
No.
Seeing none, All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Against? Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Where's G12?
We did.
We did 12. That already. 13 is 185. And.
So moved.
Oh, wait. Wait a second here. We got to read it.
Stop sign.
And then give someone else a chance.
Elm Road.
This is a resolution approving professional services contract for traffic analysis.
In my district, so moved.
27. Second. Your area. Second. Further discussion? Seeing none?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. G14 is 195.
So moved.
Second.
Is acceptance of drainage sanitary sewer for the Newman Companies down on Oakwood and 76 near that. I've got a first and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Against?
Wait.
Hang on. This is Glenn at Park Circle. I said it was near that. The motion.
What the heck's going on?
The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. 15. Glenn, did you want to say anything? 229.
No, it's a joke. It's called Glenn, Glenn at Park Circle.
Uh-huh. 229 is G15. Construction bids for the historical barn reconstruction. The saga continues.
Motion referred back to staff.
Engineering, do you have any comments on that?
We bid it, and we got an incomplete bid.
Motion reject all bids.
Yes.
Reject all bids. I've got a motion. Could I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Reject all bids. 16 is on page 231. It's to update the design for 51st Street and Drexel Avenue roundabout. I see there's a lot of interested parties here.
Glenn?
Roundabout time.
Bottom line.
Second.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. 17. 17 is on 233. Attaches a copy of a draft. This is for municipal code prohibiting parking.
I so move.
Alderman Barber.
Second. I so move.
Second.
I have a first, second, and a third. All in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. You know what we're going to do? We're going to skip 18. We're going to go to H, 239, licensing and permits.
Ooh, that's you.
No, actually, that's not me tonight.
That's going to either be Alderman Nelson or Alderwoman Wilhelm. Okay, Alderman Nelson.
Okay, approve the first one. Second one is a hold pending.
We're good.
Approve the next one.
Crass
approved. Elric is pending a notary seal.
Approved pending notary seal.
Approved pending a notary seal. The rest are approved all the way down. And all the way in the back is approved.
Second.
I got a first and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Against? Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. What we're going to do is we're going to do I real quick. City vouchers. City vouchers with an ending date of August 2nd, 2018 in the amount of $2,653,257.26 and payroll dated July 20th, 2018 in the amount of $411,911.65 with payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $411,485.30 plus city matching payments and payroll dated August 3rd, 2018 in the amount of $389,042.29 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $209,812 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated August 17th, 2018 in the amount of $394,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $361,000 plus city matching payments and property tax refunds and investments with an ending date of August 2nd, 2018 in the amount of $8,898,648.06 and the release of payments to Oak Creek Water and Sewer in the amount of $768,581.39.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
So, roll call.
We're going to have a roll call, but I got a first and a second. No further discussion. Roll call, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wellham.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Back to G18. Potential acquisition of property. Is there a motion going to close?
You have to read
it. I have to read it first, but potential acquisition of property for public park purposes in the city pursuant to May 1st, 2018 Common Council action upon the Parks Commission recommendation to move forward with parkland acquisition necessary steps and which Common Council action was changed the status of the neighborhood parkland acquisition project in the 2018 Capital Improvement Fund to an approved project. The Common Council may enter closed session pursuant to 19.85(1)(e) Wisconsin statutes for market competition and bargaining reasons to consider the potential acquisition of properties to be used for public park purposes in the city pursuant to the May 1st, 2018 Common Council action upon the Parks Commission recommendation to move forward with parkland acquisition necessary steps and which Common Council action also changed the status of the neighborhood parkland acquisition project in the 2018 Capital Improvement Fund to an approved project, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Roll call.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Motion passes, 5 in favor, none against. Get your apparatus. Okay, item G18, page 237. Is there a motion on this matter?
No. Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn. I got a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Motion.